Well, I want to greet you all. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ this morning, we serve a God that is faithful, and He's been faithful at providing me a message here to share this morning again. There's a song we sang. It says, I got a river of life. Do you have a river of life flowing out of you this morning? I did not put Dylan up to picking that song, but it did flow, go along with the message this morning of what I'm going to be sharing. But that river of life, it says, opens the prison doors and sets the captives free. What a blessing to have a Lord that sets us free. Did struggle a little bit this week on what to share. But one morning on my way to work, I decided I was going to listen to some music. And right before that, I prayed, Lord, show me what to share. And there was a song that played that morning that stood out to me. And it had a renewed meaning in my life. So I'll share on that this morning. I'm going to call on the song leader here to lead a song. Sorry to pick on you, but it's going to be in the long safe songs of life and praise. If I can here we are. It's going to be number 108. But as we sing this, just think about the words, sing and pray prayerfully. Think about the words that you're going to be singing. But if you want to lead out in that there,
it would be great.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
This morning's title is Jesus Paid It All. It's a very familiar song that we all know very well. But many times I feel that we sing songs, especially familiar ones, that we fail to comprehend the magnitude of the very words that we sing. It says that Jesus paid it all. What did he pay? Was he forced to pay? And why did he pay the price for me? This morning we sit here a free people. In our time here in our age, there's no longer, we're not dealing with slavery, would you say, in this country. There's still some slavery, I would say, probably in some countries out there, but we here are not faced with that. And we here are typically not bound by others. The world around us tells us, you're your own. You can do what you want. You can get what you want. You're your own boss. They say that no one can control you. I do what I want to do and follow your heart. Say to do what makes you happy. We are either bound or free. Bound by the world or freed by God's grace. You know, those bound by this world look at the Christian life and view it as a bondage. Because of the submission that is required to Christ, but at the same time, they are living in the grips and vices of sin that they are caught in from their carnal desires. I want to take you back just a little. Back in the early days of this country. This country is known to be a land of the free. And people moved here from all around the world to get out from underneath the harsh rule that other countries that they came from. But then along came slavery. And it was a dark time in the history of this country. But in the dark time of this country, that God was still work in people's hearts. And you read stories of God speaking to men and women to do the right thing. And he has inspired some to go and help those that were trapped in slavery with no hope of the future. And there were some men that went, and they would go to the local slave auction and buy a slave across the auction block. And the slaves there were being sold like to any other commodity to the highest bid. The slave that was bought that day by one of those men had full expectations of having to go home with him and work tirelessly for his new master. And he was most likely expected to be beaten and unappreciated for his work. His new master paid for him, took him over to his wagon, loaded him up, and took him home. When he arrived home, the new master loosens the shackles from his hands and his feet that bound him from keep running away and escaping. He loosened the ties. And then the slave heard the words that he will never forget. In a calm voice, his master said, "You are free to go. You are now a free man." And oh, what the joy must have flowed from his heart that day. He now had a future. He now had the chains removed that held him. And now he felt indebted to his new master for the freedom that was given to him. Because there was no way possible that he would ever be able to repay what his master has given him. We are not our own. Our enemy wants us to believe that we are not our own, that our enemy wants us to believe that we are our own boss, that we are our own person. No one can control us. But we were created by God, and He owns us by right of creation. He owns everyone. He created every single person in this world. Psalms 103 says, "Know ye that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and not us, we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." All men, like I said, were created by God. We did nothing to be able to be on this earth. It was not of our choosing. You can't say that you deserve life because you were given life out of His love and for His glory. This morning, if you're here, or maybe you're just listening in across the phone, and you hadn't made a commitment to God yet, I ask this question: what's holding you back? God already owned you, but there is someone that has stolen you away. By coming to Christ, you're reopening a connection to your Lord that was there before sin set in. Jesus paid it all. God did not only go to the bother, would you say, of creating you, but He also formed this earth for us to live in and enjoy, but only to have His people stolen from Him. But then He took His own Son, His own and only Son, to die as a payment to buy you back. He had to send His Son as a payment for something that was His and had to buy it back. It wasn't something new. In essence, you could say He paid for you twice. The price that He had to pay just for you is more than you can ever pay back. Like the slave that was bought out of slavery, We are enslaved to this world and would have no hope if it were for God. By us not accepting God's ultimate gift, we are telling our master, please take me back to the auction block to be sold to someone that will keep me a slave. By telling the master that you do not want his freedom, you're not appreciating what he has to offer. You would sooner be kept in captivity of this world. We are bought with a price, and God owns us by redemption. God doesn't just own us because of that he made us, but he also owns us when we are choose to be redeemed by his blood that was shed at Calvary. 1 Peter 1:18 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but from precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." One could say, how is freedom if by giving it all to Christ you have to allow yourself to be controlled by him? Is that really freedom? There's many a slave stories that when the slaves were freed, they felt indebted to their master for what was given them, that they would go and stay and serve him for what he has done. The world will never understand the reality of freedom that is gotten by giving up unless they make the choice to follow God. The freedom is only the reality of giving all to Christ is only realized once we can give everything up. A life not our own is a life of purpose. When you live for yourself, you may find pleasure for a season, but you will not find purpose. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Is Christ living within you today? Is his Christ life flowing out of your hearts today? To understand we need God, we need to recognize that we need help. In the first verse of the song says, "I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all." What strength do you have? Are you able to guarantee your health that you are able to tell? Or are you able to tell your future? Are you able to keep yourself from the dangers of sin? Are you able to keep yourself from the pits of hell without your Savior's help? indeed. Thy strength indeed is small. It says, child of weakness, watch and pray. We need to watch and pray. We need to ask the God for strength and wisdom and His help to help us through this life. Some will say life is hopeless. There's no way that I can make it on our own. But choose to do nothing about it. A life is hopeless, is helpless, and pointless without the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to partake of the grace that is set before us. This is verse 2 says, Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone. In order to partake of the grace that God set before us to partake, we must recognize that it is from Him. We must recognize that that we have nothing. In our humanity, self raises itself up and says, that was me. That was my accomplishments. See, I can do it on my own, but yet you can't take one more breath on your very own. Our life before Christ. Our life before Christ had caused us to become crimson stained. And become crimson stained from all our selfish desires from this world. It was the sins of our own lust that dirtied us. It was because of that Jesus had to come and die in order to wash us from our precious blood, His precious blood. And with the washing of His blood, we can now be white as snow. Today, if you're stained with hurt, self-pity, lust, jealousy, self-will, greed, may hate or pride, and the list can go on and on. The Lord Almighty is offering you a chance in a lifetime, as it were, to come clean and to wash it all away. You don't have to live in the pleasures of sin. You don't have to live in the fear of death because of where you stand with Him. He is offering you eternal life with Him so that you can able to walk and talk with Him in the streets of gold one day, if only you allow yourself to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. Are you living for the here and now? Are you living for the future? We can choose the here and now, and that can offer us great riches and pleasures, but those riches and pleasures are short, and those riches will not go with you. Neither will those riches buy you a spot in the kingdom of heaven. The only thing that can buy you a spot in the kingdom, His kingdom, is the blood that He paid for you. The blood of Jesus is like the money that was paid for the slave that day. The slave did nothing to deserve it. But he had to choose if he was going to accept it. We must live in gratitude and surrender. To get fulfillment in this life, it is not only Christ. It is not only to follow Christ. We can check all the boxes, as it were, and do everything right. But if we were not living in appreciation for what our Lord has done for us, it would be very easy to just throw it all away when the time gets hard. If someone gives you a gift, I'm sure you all have received gifts from loved ones and for birthdays and anniversaries and whatever else. But if someone gives you a gift and you know it costs them a great deal, and you made it, and they, or maybe they spend a lot of time making it just for you, you'll be very slow at throwing it all away. Challenge for you is, do we struggle with falling into sin too easily because we don't appreciate what the giver has given us? Do we not appreciate the blood that he has given us? Do we forget the reality of what he has done for you and I? I recognize that the devil is real and working overtime. But I challenge you, the next time that you're faced with temptation, is God's blood not worth it? Is his reward not worth it? Is the desire worth more than the riches of glory? Will you stand complete in him? The last verse says, it says, and when before the throne I stand in him complete. What a day that would be, that we'll be able to stand before him complete. If we remain faithful and have chosen to allow his precious blood to wash us from all the scarlet cares of this earth, we then can stand complete in him. To stand complete in him does not mean that you never had made a mistake. It doesn't mean that you never failed. It doesn't mean that you had more opportunities than the next person sitting next to you. It means that you allowed your life to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. It's a choice. It's voluntarily. Every one of you have opportunity to accept the gift that your Lord Jesus Christ is desperately trying to give you. He is there standing, calling your name. He has already paid the price so that you can live. What are you going to do with it? Are you ready to stand complete with him? Are you ready to die with a life of a sinner? You get to choose. It is your choice. God used his blood to free you. And let us live not as slaves in sin, but as a joyful servant of the one who set us free. Let's come to a kneeling prayer.